So I'd like to start reading from Paul in 1 Corinthians, verse 11, or chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And Paul followed that up with an admonishment in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world." So in Matthew 26:26, it says, "Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, after blessing it, and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Eat, take, eat, this is my body.'" Excuse me while I open this. And in verses 27 and 28, he says, "And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our remembrance of Jesus Christ, his life and final sacrifice. Please help us to put Jesus Christ first in our daily lives, living up to his commandments as the Holy Spirit transforms us into his image. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Thank you all. Have a good Sunday.